I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Monday, September 20th. According to authorities, a juvenile was arrested on Sunday in connection to a threat made toward the Pocahontas School District. In a media release, officers discovered the threat around 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. The threat was reportedly made by messaging on a social media platform. Not long after the threat was made, the Pocahontas Police Department arrested the suspect who made the threat. Officials believe there are no other suspects and that the situation is secure at this time. No other details were released due to the suspect being a juvenile. We'll keep you updated when this story has more information. A St. Louis, Missouri man is now facing charges of DWI after an arrest in Carter County on Sunday by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. According to arrest records, 25-year-old Dylan Brown is now facing charges of misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and failure to maintain a lane. Brown was taken to the Carter County Jail where he was placed on bond. A one-vehicle accident in Howe County sent two Thayer residents to the hospital on Saturday, according to the Highway Patrol. Crash reports state that a 2018 Ford Escape driven by 72-year-old Geraldine Wall was driving westbound on Highway 160, 7 miles east of Alton, when the vehicle she was driving traveled off the right side of the roadway and overturned. The female driver was reported to have moderate injuries, and her passenger, 71-year-old Frank Wall, was reported to have minor injuries. The driver was taken by air ambulance to St. Louis University Hospital, while the passenger was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. Now for the latest on COVID-19, the Arkansas Department of Health reports 739 new cases of COVID-19 from Sunday. ADH also reports that active cases and hospitalizations dropped over the weekend. Active cases are down by 500, while 12 people were taken out of the hospital. Ventilator use increased by 4 across the natural state, and sadly, 11 additional Arkansans died yesterday due to COVID-19. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services report 1,270 new cases of COVID-19 from Sunday. While Missouri does not report recoveries, no new deaths were added yesterday. For the latest on COVID-19 in both Arkansas and Missouri, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A new report is showing that more people across both Arkansas and Missouri have buckled up over the past decade. In a study published by Quote Wizard, data from the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration found seatbelt use has increased by as much as 17% in some states over the past decade, despite a decrease in seatbelt usage in 5 states. In the report, it states that Arkansas has increased belt usage by 14% since 2012, which is ranking number 3 among the states. In Missouri, usage increased by 10% in Missouri since 2012, ranking number 7. Although there is an increase in the 2 states, there were hundreds of traffic fatalities in 2019 due to unbuckled drivers. Missouri reports 60% of fatalities were not wearing seatbelts, while it was 47% in Arkansas. For the full study, including reports on all 50 states, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. One out of every 3 people incarcerated in the U.S. has contracted COVID-19, and a new report shows how state prison systems, including in Missouri, have failed to properly handle the public health crisis. Arkansas News Service's Lily Bolke has the story.
The Prison Policy Initiative report evaluates how corrections departments have responded in 4 areas, limiting the number of people in prison, reducing infection and death rates in prisons, vaccinating the incarcerated population, and addressing basic health needs. Report co-author Wanda Bertram notes Missouri received a failing grade and no state scored higher than a C.
People in prison have died of COVID-19 at very high rates compared to the rest of the population. State prison systems knew from the very beginning that that was going to happen. And what's worse is that states have abandoned these people rather than taking the action that they knew was needed to get them free.
The report says reducing prison populations is key to keeping public health at bay as the Delta variant continues to spread. Bertram adds one of the easiest ways to do that is to suspend prison admissions for technical violations of probation and parole, such as missing a meeting or losing a job. But she says Missouri, like many other states, has not taken that step. I'm Lily Wolke reporting.
The report says reducing prison population is key to keeping the public health crisis at bay as the Delta variant continues to spread. Bertram added that one of the easiest ways to do that is to suspend prison admissions for technical violations of probation and parole, such as missing a meeting or losing a job. But she says Missouri, like many other states, has not taken that step. Bertram says that Missouri is also among 13 states that did not implement any policies to accelerate releases, for instance, for people with less than a year left on their sentence or by promoting medical parole or compassionate release.
We as an organization, we support radical changes to our criminal justice system, but these are not radical policies that we looked at. Nevertheless, most states we found were not pursuing those policies.
She adds for the next public health crisis, it's crucial that the state prison systems establish emergency response plans and continually work to bring populations down. Prison overcrowding is also linked to problems like increased violence, limited access to health care and educational opportunities, and reduced visitation. The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary Club met on Friday. Their guest speaker this month was the superintendent of the Thayer School District, Tanya Woods. Also speaking was the new resource officer of the Thayer R2 School District, Stephen Bryant. Officer Bryant told us more about what he did before he came to the school.
I worked at the Thayer Police Department for about 6 years. And then throughout those years, I was a canine handler, working narcotics, and then became sergeant shortly thereafter that.
Brian also said that he's working on new maps of the school to send out to local agencies in case of an emergency.
It'll be kind of like streets. Everything's going to be posted, real visible. So if you say you need help in this hallway, this room number, it's going to be real easy to find. Once we get done, we'll be emailing and laminating copies and sending out to all the departments, fire, EMS, and law enforcement, for all the officers, the firefighters, to have in their vehicles. That way, if they do get there and they're like, okay, this is where I'm going, for a quicker response. The new school's been kind of a pain because I've been adding on the new addition. So that's been taking a little while.
Again, Thayer R2 School District Resource Officer Stephen Bryan. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere. You need us. Remember, wear your seatbelt, obey the speed limits, and never text and drive. Save your life and others. At eCommunications, we care.